something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? What is the acceptable will of God? The acceptable will of God is that will of God that you do not find in the written word about life's issues, but because you are walking in love, you can know what to do. And when you do it in love, God accepts it as his acceptable will. He accepts it because it's an act of love. Are you still there? That's the acceptable will of God. Things that you do out of God's love. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. And I want you to understand, God, he doesn't talk confusing. He says the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. The acceptable will of God is that which you do on the basis of love. As an act of love. You could not find ABC in the written words. You could not quote a particular scripture about that thing. But because you acted in love, it's acceptable with God. And until you walk in love, you will never know the acceptable will of God. When things face you in life, you begin to ask, is it right? Is it wrong? Is this wrong? Is this right? You see, you do not know. You can't find a scripture about it. And so you're confused. But when you begin to walk in love, you are beginning to release the mind of God. Let me give you an example from the Bible. When you study the writings of Paul, in certain cases you find he says, I have no commandment of the Lord about this, but I speak as one that has been given favor of God. He had the audacity to speak in the place of the Lord about certain actions and certain things that the Lord hadn't said anything about. He dared speak in the place of God. And it was accepted as scripture for us because he spoke in love for God and for us. Are you still there? Hallelujah. That's the acceptable will of God. It's a higher level where issues come up and then you think with God. You think with God with the eyes of love, with the mind of love. You've been trained in the work of love. And you look now, you understand the mind of God from a higher perspective. And then you speak for God. And God says, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Why? Because you're learning to walk with the level of love. Yet you know you have no commandments about such things. Yet you know that God hasn't specifically said anything about it. But now you want to speak on his behalf, and he accepts it. He says, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still there? Then the next one is the perfect will. Now, you have to understand, we said, firstly, you deliver yourself to the lordship of the word. The word gains the ascendancy in your life. Then the word moves you to the next thing, where you deliver yourself to the lordship of love. And love gains the mastery. Now you understand the good will of God, because it's written in the word. Then the acceptable will of God. Then the next one is the lordship of the Spirit. When you deliver yourself to the lordship of the Spirit, it means you are now learning to walk with the Holy Ghost. Now, let me take you back a bit so you can understand this. Oh, glory to God. You know, in 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 14, verse, it says, now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you. Now, you need to understand this. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I told you, what do? With the word, you give yourself over to the word of his grace. He's talking about the word of his grace. He said, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So he's talking about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you give yourself over to the lordship of the word of God in your life. Then the next thing is the love of God. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. See, that's the next thing, the lordship of love in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the third one, the communion of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the lordship of the Spirit. And that comes through fellowship, koinonia. You understand? When you begin, it's an intercourse with the Spirit of God. It's an intimacy with the Spirit of God. He ceases to be a thing. He ceases to be a phenomenon. He ceases to be some smoke or some cloud. He becomes a person in your life. One that has a voice. One that has emotions. You begin to fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And as you learn the personality of the Spirit and yield yourself to him, knowing that he is wiser than you, then you find him also building you up. He is able. Let me read something to you from the book of Jude. Turn to the book of Jude. Boy, I love the word of God. Do you love the word of God? Ooh. My. All right, listen to this. Book of Jude, and I'm reading from verse number 24. Now. Everybody say, now.
Now.
Now. He says, now unto him that is, oh boy, able. I like it. Able. Somebody say, able.
Able.
Don't you like it when you hear that he is able? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh boy, I know who I am. See, I've delivered myself to the Holy Ghost because Jesus delivered me to the Holy Ghost, and I was so happy to stay right in there. See, the Holy Ghost is able to keep me. How could I fall? How could I fail? That's not going to happen. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Present you faultless. He's taking care of me. He's working out things in my life such that when Jesus shows up, I'll be ready. Faultless. He's able to keep me from falling. You know, when I started out on this thing, some people gave me 2 weeks. Later on, they said, in 2 months, you'll be back. And I wasn't back. Glory to God. It's been 30 years since then. And I haven't stopped. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
He's able. He's able. How does he do it? Through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who's here. Papa God is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. The Holy Ghost is here. He keeps us from falling, getting us ready to face Jesus. Getting us ready. Preparing us to stand before him without fault. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I love God. Do you? You love Jesus?
Yes.
Sure you love him? My, my, my. The good will of God, the acceptable will, and the perfect will. You know, he said something to us about walking in love. Ephesians chapter 5, would you look at it for a moment? Ephesians chapter number 5. He says, be ye therefore, from verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God. That means imitators of God. As dear children, beloved children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. He had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling savor. Did you see that? Walk in love. Walk in love as Christ also had loved us. Walk in love as dearly beloved children. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.